Dr. Tunez, our first question is from Jessica in Idaho, and Jessica wants to know what's the ideal body condition score to shoot for with horses that will be in limited work throughout the colder months? Should she fatten her horse up a little bit before winter is here?
That's a really good question. And the ideal body condition score for the majority of our horses is our working horses is kind of between sort of 4 and a 6. Those horses that are doing kind of speed endurance type work might be on the lighter end of that, closer to the 4.5. Our brood mares and the like, we tend to keep on the slightly heavier side. So that's just kind of general guideline of where we try to keep horses. Most of our riding pleasure horses, we try to keep around a 5. Certainly, with the winter, we want to have that, we definitely want them closer to that sort of 5, because they do burn more calories keeping warm, and having that little bit of fat insulation will help keep them warm. Would I fatten the horse up for winter? I think that really depends on the individual horse. And it really helps if you know your horse. I mean, do you have an easy keeper? Because if you have an easy keeper, winter might be a great opportunity for them to lose some weight. Think about a horse in its natural setting. They tend to gain weight in the spring and summer, and then you have these, cycles that they go through where they then naturally lose weight. That weight they've gained during the summer, those stored calories are then very useful in the winter because in the natural setting, they're often unable to consume enough calories to maintain their condition during the winter. And so they have to burn stored body fat calories to keep warm. But our tendency, with our domesticated horses is we don't really want them to lose weight. We don't like them to do that. So I think it's really important to know your horse. And, if it's a hard keeper, then yes. If you're going to be struggling to keep weight on that horse all winter, that they're a hard keeper, despite your best efforts, they tend to lose weight, then it makes sense to have a little extra weight on them at this point in the calendar. If they're an easy keeper and it's not difficult to keep, weight on them, I don't think you really need to fatten them up before winter. In fact, you might be using winter as your friend to try and get some weight off that horse. So it really depends on the individual horse. Ideally, we want them to be around about a 5 right now. I like to see horses at sort of 5, 5.5. I don't mind, if they have that, that little bit extra condition on them, as long as they're, then allowed to get back to that 5 in the spring. I worry more about the horses that are a little bit lean now, if those are also going to, have a harder time keeping weight on as the winter goes on.
Yeah, and for everyone who's listening, we do have some guides on the horse.com for body score conditioning if you want to get on there and do a search. And I think Jennifer is going to look up a link for you guys and post it in the chat box. So pay attention to that if you want to learn more about how to body score condition your horse. I know you're mentioning a 5, Dr. Tunais, and a 5 is often a little bit more sleek than some of us keep our horses. So can you describe what a healthy 5 looks like?
Yeah, I mean, I think, the description of a 5 is the horse's neck blends smoothly into the body, the that's fat built up over the spinous processes of the withers. They're not, overly prominent. You have to keep in mind the breed of horse, obviously. I mean, if you have sort of a shark fin thoroughbred, you may never get a lot of weight built up over the spinous processes of the withers. The big thing that everybody always focuses on is ribs, right? I mean, people, you see ribs and everyone's like, oh my gosh, this horse is really thin. If you can see ribs, which I caution people not to be too obsessed with ribs. You have to really look at the whole horse. But having said that, a 5, you cannot see ribs, but they are easily felt. If you can see ribs, then the horse in that area is scores a less than a 5. So the way I like to body condition score is I like to look at each of the 6 individual areas of a horse individually, and I score each of those 6 areas, and then I kind of take an average. Because you can find that you have a horse that, you can see ribs, but actually has crest fat and fat deposits around the tail head, and that might be an indicator that that horse has something strange metabolically going on. Whereas if you just looked at ribs and said, oh, I can see ribs, that horse is too skinny, that's not necessarily true. So it's really important that you actually look at all 6 areas of the horse independently. But the ribs are a nice visual in that you can stand back and say, well, can I see this horse's ribs? Yes, I can. Then the rib section scores less than a 5. If I can't see ribs easily, I know they're a 5 or higher. And so then going on down the horse's back, looking in the loin area, is the back flat? That would be, you know, back is level, flat, that would be a five. If they're kind of peaked like a mountain range, then that's less than a five. If you've kind of got the Apple Valley thing going on down their back, then they're scoring more than a five and that kind of thing. So you can definitely look at the individual areas and assess how that horse is doing overall. And I would really encourage people to put their hands on their horses in the winter. I think some of us don't ride as much in the winter as we do at other times of year. We're not grooming them as much. We're maybe not putting our hands on them. If we're letting them grow a full coat, they can look really fluffy and round. And then you put your hands on them and you're like, oh, wow, I can feel every rib on this horse, right? You really have to put your hands on them.
Well, and I think to get their blankets off too and check under those blankets during the winter is really
Absolutely.
Important as well.
Yeah. And I've definitely had some clients that have, you know, been caught out that way where they've thought, oh, the horse looks good. And then they shed out in the spring and they're like, oh, goodness, it's really skinny.
Well, yeah.